Thank you for standing by, and welcome to 2022 Nobles Cooperative Electric Annual Meeting conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. If you require any further assistance, please press star zero. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, President Ron Shorta. Thank you. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome to the 2022 annual meeting of Nobles Cooperative Electric. I'm glad anyone that's online could join us tonight. We have a proposed agenda which was sent out to all the members. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda for the 2022 annual meeting of Nobles Cooperative Electric as it was printed in the flyer that went out with your bill.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as it was presented.
Is there a second to the motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a second to that motion.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion to approve the agenda for the annual meeting, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Motion carries, and the agenda is approved for the 2022. The annual report has been provided to the membership prior to the annual meeting, and that annual report constitutes the business and fiscal reports of this cooperative. We also need to approve the minutes of the April 6, 2021 annual meeting, and those were also mailed out to the membership. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the April 6, 2021 annual meeting.
I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the April 6, 2021 annual meeting.
Is there a second to that motion?
Make a second to the motion.
Is there any discussion on the motion to approve the minutes from the last annual meeting in 2021? Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion to approve the minutes from the April 6, 2021 annual meeting, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. The motion carries, and the minutes are approved for the last annual meeting. Our secretary, Cindy Hokeness, could not be with us on the call today. She's attending a director's conference, and I've appointed Tim Bickett as acting secretary. At this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Director Bickett for the establishment of the quorum and the announcement of the meeting.
Thank you, Ron. The cooperative bylaws state that a quorum is established on a question submitted to a vote by mail when there are more than 50 mailed-in votes received on behalf of the cooperative. We have received more than 50 mailed ballots, and therefore a quorum has been established pursuant to Article 2, Section 7 of the bylaws. I turn it now back over to the chair.
Thank you, Tim. At this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Chad Festool, who is Nobles Cooperative Electric's attorney, for proof of the notice of the annual meeting and the election results.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Notice of the annual meeting scheduled for April 5th, 2022 at 7 p.m. was published in the Murray County Wheel Herald in the Southwestern Peach for 1 week starting on March 14th, 2022, and the Worthington Daily Globe on March 16th, 2022 for 1 week starting on March 16th, 2022. Nobles Cooperative contracted with Dairyland Power Cooperative to mail the ballots for the annual meeting. Peter Scarborough, an employee of Dairyland Power Cooperative, mailed ballots to 5,259 members on March 7th, 2022 at their last known address as shown by the records of the cooperative. This is proven by a certificate of mailing signed by Peter Scarborough. The ballots were sent to the Pemberton Law Firm, and only ballots received on or before April 5th, 2022 were counted. Any ballots received at the cooperative were not counted. Pemberton Law counted the ballots and have certified the results. I hereby certify the election results from the District 3 director election are as follows. Gary Clark with 437 votes and Bruce Barber with 339 votes. I hereby certify the election results from the District 2 nominating committee election are as follows. Charles Vasgard with 486 votes and Grant Schlatt with 275 votes. There were 9 spoiled ballots. The reason for the spoiled ballots were as follows. Ballots not in the inner envelope, ballots mailed or dropped off at the cooperative, and multiple votes on one ballot. Based on these results, Gary Clark is the director of District 3 and Charles Vasgard is the nominating committee member from District 2. Tellers for the ballot counting were as follows. Tracy Chaput, Miranda Gray, Carrie Nelson, and Sarah Hansen. Robert Bigwood, my partner, certified the results and oversaw the counting of the ballots. I will now turn the meeting back to our board chair.
Thank you, Chad. And it was nice to see a good total on the ballot. Are there any questions for the cooperative at this time? Any questions? Hearing no questions, I would like to thank you for attending tonight, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn the annual meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn the annual meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Those opposed, say nay. Motion carried, and the annual meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.